T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Houston Astros, as everyone knows, won the World Series a few years ago and then had some ramifications from that because of the trash can scandal, stealing signs, all that kind of stuff. A.J. Hinch lost his job. Alex Cora lost his job with the Red Sox because he was part of it with the Astros. The players have been booed. Not so much as, you know, a little bit this year. Last year they got off the COVID, kind of helped them a little bit.
Yes.
Because the season was shorter. But we were just kind of goofing around. And because the Lions are this, you know, young team, you know, hopefully in a few years they'll be good. You remember back, what was it, 2013 when the Astros were on the cover of Sports Illustrated? They were called the 2017 World Series champions. Yes. And they were ended up being correct, you know, a few years earlier, and it's amazing.
Well, I had said that's what the SI needs to do for the Lions.
Right,
yeah, make the prediction.
The thing yesterday that, you know, ruined John's day when the ESPN came out with the power rankings 3 years from now and still had the Lions 31st.
Stupid.
Which
still
was
stupid.
Very unfair, but the lost sleep you had over this.
It's just stupid. We don't need to get into it again. It's just, if you want to see it, go to ESPN, and you'll agree. It's just dumb.
So, go ahead, Gov.
I was just saying, we were shooting the breeze after the show, and I kind of thought, well, you know, the Lions just, is it ever going to happen? And then I was like, well, what if, you know, SI did this, but then the Lions suffered the same fate? So they went on to, the Lions would go on to win a Super Bowl, and a few years later, a scandal would come out about them doing it. And would you take the championship with the scandal?
Of course. It's not even close.
I know my initial reaction yesterday was, oh, yeah. And I was still a little bit, you know, amped up from the show.
Well, you had crazy eyes still.
Yeah, I was still seeing red. And I know you tried to prime the pump again to get me seeing red. But I wouldn't. I wouldn't want the championship that comes to Detroit, especially for the Lions, to come out a few years later as being tainted, as it didn't count, because of all of the discussion from 1957 to now, you can't be so desperate for a championship.
Oh, yes, you can.
No. You can't be so desperate for a championship that you sell your soul.
So do you view the Astros different than the Patriots? Like, I think the Patriots, I don't think Spygate was that big of a deal. It's just my personal opinion, and I think the vast majority of people are with me. I don't think it hangs on them like a cloud. I think there's a little, hey, yeah, we'll crack a joke, but it's not held to them. Versus,
I agree.
You have that, you have Deflategate, you have all the, you know, little things for the Patriots kind of add up. But you know what? They did it on the field, and the Lions would have done it on the field. And I think it might be different if it was a team that has won championships before. You know what? We probably don't deserve that one.
Oh, Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
They're the class franchise.
Right. Or like, let's say, like, the Red Wings, we find out their 2002 championship was, they had all those Hall of Famers. All right, I got my 97 and 98, you know, out of it. And then, you know, down the line, you know, another one.
Well, some
one
people
as well.
Hold that against them, that they had all those stars.
Right, exactly. So my point is, for the Lions, I don't care. Just give me that moment.
No.
Because you can't take that moment away.
Sure you can.
You can't.
Yes, you
can.
How? Because then it's like it never happened. Like, you cheated. You will forever be known as a cheater.
Do you think the people in Houston, okay, most of them,
I don't care what they think or what they feel.
Okay, the fans there went through the parades and all that kind of stuff. Do you think that they would give that back?
I don't think they'd give it back, but I think there's a lot of people that if you ask them if they had a chance to do it right or do it wrong,
well, that's a,
and maybe they could have done it right. That's the thing we'll never know.
Well, of course you'd rather do it right. If you're a Dallas Cowboy fan, would you rather have the championships the way they had them, where the guys were, you know, doing cocaine like me in college every night at the White House and doing all that stuff, or being, you know, we're the clean-cut guys and do it, you know, of course you'd rather have it that way, but you don't have a choice.
I think it depends on
you
what
you do
the
have a choice.
Is.
You always have a choice.
As a fan, okay.
Okay, what if it's Stoney? What if it was where there was no doubt the Lions gained competitive advantage? Like, some people question whether the Astros had competitive advantage. I believe they did.
Yeah, see, that, again, I think you hit a good point there, because whether it's a competitive advantage or not, I didn't necessarily see it as a competitive advantage for the Astros. But if you're talking about for the Lions, so for instance, if as a team they took a substance, because you mentioned this yesterday, if they took something that was in performance enhancing and it was not detectable right now, it's illegal but not detectable, but then in 3 years they go back and they test whatever samples it is and they find out that the entire team was on this performance enhancing, you know, supplement.
Mm-hmm.
And I would still not want to go through the fact that we won a championship, but now for the rest of my life, it's not going to be, oh, that 2023 Super Bowl championship for the Detroit Lions. It's going to be, well, you were a part of that team that won a Super Bowl, but also was later proven that you cheated.
Let me ask you this, okay? So you're a champion.
Yeah.
Suppose you found out like 8 years later it was something came out that, I don't know, Woods, some guys on that team that were significant players did something that later was illegal and you had to like take away your championship banner.
I would be pissed.
You'd be pissed, but you'd rather have it that way than never won, right? Especially as a fan.
I would want to win the right way.
Yes, you do want to win the right way. But it's between winning the wrong way or never winning.
Okay, so then put yourself in the other guy's shoes, all right? And let's go back to 97, Nebraska, all right? We both ended that season undefeated.
Right.
If I'm in Nebraska's shoes and it comes out that somehow Michigan cheated, or if it comes out that they cheated and I'm sitting here for Michigan.
Well, they did with the kickball.
Yeah.
Yeah, but...
I'd have Scott Frost put up another banner saying they're undefeated.
Yeah, but if it comes out that Nebraska somehow cheated during that year and they, you know, they were taking performance enhancing supplements, they were doing something, and it came out, I would be pissed because they stole some of the thunder that we had during that season. To this point,
I get that.
We always talk about the co-championship, and I'm fine with that because.
Well, we're asking basically as fans. Like if Michigan,
be pissed as a fan.
With the Fab Five, suppose they won it all, then you found out, you know,
they shouldn't. Maybe they wouldn't all have been there if they weren't paid.
Well, whatever. I don't think they all were paid. They just
if some of them weren't, or I mean, if you don't. Have if the Ed Fab Martin Five, scandal, if they were brought together in, you know,
but
the illegal circumstances.
The Ed Martin scandal didn't happen, okay? You're going to take away, they've taken away their banners now from when they went to the finals.
But you confuse me. If the Ed Martin thing didn't happen. And
they won a championship,
I'd celebrate.
Fine, right. So now you find out the Ed Martin thing happened. And then you're going to take away your moment of euphoria that you had as a fan when your team won a championship. That doesn't go away.
But then all you do is, you know, you were cheering for a fraud.
See, yeah, that it bothers me. Stoney, you're right. And I think I'm with Rieger on this. He loved the Fab Five and so did I. Those memories were great. I mean, one of the greatest tickets somebody ever bought for me, our grandmother got us tickets to the regionals in 92, and I saw them go to the Final Four as freshmen. It was a great experience. That'll never be taken from me, but I'm kind of glad they didn't win it because I have an overall perspective. While that memory's great, there's a stench.
Yeah.
There's a disappointment. There's a little bit of shame and guilt almost, you know?
All right, 248-539-9797. Would you take the Lions winning a Super Bowl under the same circumstances
as a fraud?
The Astros winning the World Series in 2017? I said yes, and it's because it's the Lions. I think I'd be a little less likely to accept it if it was one of the other teams.
Because they've won championships recently.
Yes. Yeah. And there are people who believe they will never see
the
Lions win the championship.
With the Patriots scandal versus the Astros, there were some real villains attached to that. You know, with Correa and especially Altuve, the whole jersey thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, what if something like that, you know, and you got DeAndre Swift or something, you know?
I don't know.
It makes it more embarrassing.
Yeah, true.
It really depends on how things happen.
Yeah.
You know, what it is.
But how low can the Lions can't get any lower.
Oh, sure, it'd be the worst scandal ever.
And far as public opinion, I mean, they've already, you know, they've gone through 0-16. What else could they do?
Historically bad defense. You could go through the list of all of the different, you know, they can't win a playoff game, all of those things. I get it. But the worst would be to be known as a cheater.
Let me, I'll take the moral compass to the farthest degree, I think, for Stoney. What if they had a Black Sox scandal?
Oh, a gambling issue.
A gambling issue?
They threw games. You lost money on it.
The other team sucked, or the other team threw the game. I'd feel bad about it, but I mean, I wouldn't take their championship. Well,
they were paying players on the other team to roll over.
Well, you know what? That's the only way they can.
Oh
win.
My God!
That's the only way they can win.
Jeez.
They're the Lions.
No wonder you did all those drugs.
Got some ticket text. Living in Houston now, all these fans are A-okay with what went down. Quote: "Everyone cheats" is the theme. They love their World Series championship, and I'd give my left arm for a Super Bowl win. That's from our buddy Chris in Houston, not Chris Houston.
Yes.
We like him. Guys, if the Lions as a team took PEDs, they might get a power ranking of 29. That's Steve from Novi.
She's just throwing the needle in
there. What if the Lions hacked into the opposing team's communication systems and would have complete access to what they were saying, play calls, etc.? All right.
Yeah.
Hey, got to do what you got to do. Jansen is looking at this as a player. The rest of you are as fans. It's totally different perspective and will change feelings drastically. Absolutely. I think you completely look at it differently, in my opinion. Yeah. The feeling of having an accomplishment scrutinized or delegitimized is way different than having an air let out of a celebration balloon. True. Terry from Macomb says, "Morning, guys. No thanks. I've waited this long. I want it done right."
Yes, thank you.
What about if the cheating isn't performance enhancing, like Louisville in 2013 beating Michigan?
It's still, you're always going to have that you cheated, you won a championship. However it is, if it's in terms of acquiring guys, if it's keeping guys on the field, if it's, you know, giving yourself a competitive advantage.
Strippers.
It's still, yes.
It's the Louisville thing part
still
of that was
cheating.
Right? Don't you mean winning a Super Bowl like New England? If you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. Just win however you can. That's from Larry in Livonia.
I think I'd be cool with it if there was like some sort of personal scandal. Like, let's say, like, look at the Michael Vick era for the Falcons.
Right.
I wouldn't just because he did what he did off the field. I don't think it ruins the memories of their success on the field. Like the game he went to Lambeau and won, it doesn't taint that.
Right. If the, now correct me if I'm wrong. Was Ray Caruth on the Panther team that went to the Super Bowl?
I don't think so.
Okay. I was going to say.
Oh, he was a 94 team. I mean, John knows that.
Yeah, he was on the field for the catch.
Right, I know.
So, and what year did they go to?
No, that was late 90s, Stoney. We were at their way old garage station when he got in trouble.
That's true.
They didn't go to the Super Bowl 03.
The year after New England's first one. Rob in Madison Heights, what's up?
Hey, guys. I think there's a big difference between the Fab Five and everybody else. The Fab Five, those guys didn't cheat on the court, okay? The administration cheated in their recruiting, but there was no cheating on the court like everybody else was cheating on the field. Big difference. Sorry, Gov.
Well, so let me ask you this. If that cheating didn't happen, would all five of them been playing for Michigan?
You know, I don't know about that, but what I'm saying, though, is that they cheated and they still lost, okay? So, I mean,
right, so there's no championship to give up. I understand that.
I get that, but, you know, to put them in the same realm as actual players who cheat, none of those players cheated. They just took money to come there, but then when they stepped inside the line,
isn't that cheating?
They played hard. Well, you know, recruiting's cheating, but, you know, like Spin Dog, you know, you're not cheating, you're not trying, you know. But I'm just saying those guys didn't cheat inside the line.
I understand that. And from what I remember on they didn't get nabbed for recruiting payments. It was when once they got to school, it was that kind of stuff, right?
Yeah.
Am I correct? I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know.
Don in Dearborn, I'm not saying that they didn't take money because it happens everywhere. Don in Dearborn Heights, what's up?
Hey, guys. My thing is that as a fan, this would rather compare with the Red Wings, that has been that long since they won a title. You're looking for that moment, like during the clinching moments when is it not going to happen? And say like if the Lions were to win the Super Bowl, during that moment, like during the last couple minutes where they're ready to clinch it, where everybody's ready to celebrate, I'd probably be thinking, what's going to be the SOL moment? 3 years later, maybe, they find out that there's some sort of scandal. That's it. There's the SOL moment. It just got taken away from me.
Yep, exactly.
Well, yeah, that would suck. Well,
yeah, but you don't want it taken away. You want it to be pure.
Would you rather have it not taken away at all or,
not have it?
Not have it.
I want it just like John said. And by the way, it's an honor, sir. But I'd rather have it just like John said. I'd rather win it the right way.
Thanks, Don.
Yeah, you'd rather win it the right way than win it the wrong way. I agree there.
Yeah.
But I'd say I'd rather the Lions
win it anyway.
Anyway, if you're the Lions.
I mean, we were so spoiled with our championships from the Red Wings and Pistons.
Yes.
Because they did it perfect. That there was there was heartbreak that came along with it at first.
Where yes.
And it made it even more special. Like Bird stealing the ball. 95 getting swept from the Devils. It made it extra special.
Or Krejcikovsky's goal against Toronto. I mean, yeah, the Jamie Baker. I mean, yeah, they went through a lot. And the Lions have gone through a lot since 1957.
They've gone through a ton.
Yeah. That's why we don't need it tainted.
Right. We don't want it tainted.
All right.
Win it
Somebody
right.
likes a taint.
Exactly. 97 won the ticket.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.